Hey, look at that bat flying around. I wonder what kind it is.
It's making a really fast, high-pitched sound. Can you hear it?
No, I can't hear it. Maybe we can use the bat microphone to slow it down a bit.
My name is Mindy Myotis. I'm a female cave bat, and my summer home is Karchner Caverns. Do you have any questions for me?
How big are you?
From the tip of my nose to the tip of my tail, I'm about 3.5 inches long. However, when I spread my wings to fly, I look much bigger, because I can stretch my wings open, almost 12 inches.
What color are you?
I have soft brown fur that is medium length. My ears are a bit darker brown, and I have a fairly bare face.
How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
Where were you born?
I was born in the big room of Karchner Caverns.
Do you live in Karchner Caverns all year?
No. I arrive at Karchner Caverns near the end of April each year, spend my summer months here, and leave again in September. I come to Karchner to have my baby. I've had a baby bat pup in the big room of Karchner Caverns every year since I turned 2 years old. What is interesting is that my grandmother was born here, my mother was born here, and all my pups have been born here. In fact, all my daughters returned to Karchner Caverns to have their pups here, too.
What do you like to eat?
I love all kinds of bugs, including moths and beetles. I can eat half my weight in insects every night when I'm nursing my pup because I get so hungry. I leave Karchner Caverns every evening, right after the sun goes down, to catch flying insects. The bugs might try to get away, but I'm a really good flyer, and if I can get close enough to a moth, I can scoop it out of the air with my wings.
Do cave myotis live everywhere?
No, cave myotis live mostly in the southwestern United States and Mexico. But I have cousins in New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and as far south as Guatemala in Central America.
Why do you only fly at night?
In desert or arid habitats where I live, it's cooler after dark. So that's when all the tasty bugs are out and the birds that eat insects are mostly asleep, so I can get my fill.
How do you see in the dark?
Actually, I do not see in the dark. I hear in the dark. I have good vision, but I would need a very small flashlight to see when I'm flying. So instead, I shout out sounds and listen for the faint echoes that return from the objects in front of me. This way, I can avoid obstacles such as trees and still catch delicious bugs while I'm flying.
Why do you hang upside down?
When I'm hanging, it's easier and doesn't take energy to just drop into flight rather than to push off from a surface. Also, when I hang from the cave walls and ceiling, predators can't reach me.
How do you hang on?
I have 5 sharp little toenails on each foot that help me grip the uneven cave walls.
Do you hang out with other bats?
At Karchner Caverns, I live only with other cave myotis in the big room. However, when I'm traveling in the spring and fall, I sometimes roost with other kinds of bats. These include Mexican free-tailed bats, pallid bats, and lesser long-nosed bats. The lesser, long-nosed bats are really cute, but they drink flower nectar, which I don't understand because I prefer bugs.
Do you bite?
I only bite if someone tries to grab me because they might try to eat me. You should never pick up a bat because our only defense is to bite. If you see me or one of my friends on the ground, get an adult, and they should wear heavy gloves to move me away from other kids and pets.
Who would eat you?
Animals such as skunks, snakes, ringtails, bobcats, raccoons, owls, and some hawks might try to eat me. But it is hard to catch me when I'm flying because I am so fast and can fly circles around a lot of other animals.
Is there anything we can do to help bats?
Just remember that we are wild animals and we need a healthy environment so we can fly freely and find insects to eat and water to drink. We also need undisturbed places to roost, such as warm caves in the summer and cold caves in the winter. So just do your part to protect caves and the natural environment.